Hunt for the Enemy, The Enemy Series, Book 3, written by Rob Sinclair and read by Paul Thornley.
Part 1. Killer Instincts. Chapter 1. July 2000. Marrakesh, Morocco. It was summer. It was hot. No, not hot. Scorching. The sun blazed down, heating the ground and everything around. Humid, sticky air seemed to seep through cracks in the road and from the walls of the sand-coloured buildings, rising upwards, choking everyone who breathed it. Carl Logan drove through the twisting city streets in a rusty old tin can of a car that clunked and jerked and whined every time he changed gear and every time the engine revved. He wore a pair of khaki linen trousers and a thin cotton shirt, but with the windows of the car fully wound down, the stifling air burst against his face and he was dripping wet. A thunderstorm had not long passed, leaving behind wispy grey clouds in the sky. Even though the fierce sun had done its best to burn away the remnants of the rain clouds, the humidity levels remained peaked. And yet Logan was almost oblivious to the debilitating conditions. Because today was the day. 3 years of grueling, agonizing training had brought him to this point. The training had been more than tough. It had been life-changing, taking him to the brink physically on numerous occasions. He'd suffered terrible injuries, been hospitalized for weeks on end. It had been mentally draining too. From the intensive mock interrogations to the mind-bending psych evaluations, he'd felt like he was losing his mind. In many ways, he probably had. Numerous times during the training he'd questioned why he was going through it all. Why he was committing his life to this cause that just 3 years before he'd not once considered. But those thoughts were buried deep now. Finally, the training was over. It was time to show his true worth. Logan had been in Marrakesh for 4 weeks, but the full details of his first assignment for the Joint Intelligence Agency had only been relayed the previous evening by his boss back in England, Mackie. No details or explanation had been offered as to why the targets were on the JIA's radar, and Logan hadn't asked. The targets were on the blacklist, and that was all Logan needed to know. The JIA had hammered into him that his job wasn't to ask questions. It was to carry out orders. Sitting next to Logan in the passenger seat of the car was John Webb, a fellow JIA agent. Webb was a number of years more senior than Logan, and had been a close mentor over the previous 12 months, as Logan assimilated himself into the life of a field agent. The first 2 years with the JIA had been non-stop training, not even a hint of a real assignment. For the last year, he had been shadowing others in the field, learning. Now it was his time to shine. Logan had admired Webb from the very first time they'd met. After a troubled upbringing, like Logan's, Webb had come into his own since joining the JIA 10 years previously. He had an air of respect and dignity, and yet he was tough and ruthless. The job of an agent was a loner's one. There wasn't the time or capacity for close friendships. And yet Logan had enjoyed the time he'd spent with Webb, and he could tell the older agent had relished the opportunity to act as guide and tutor. "Take this next left," Webb said in his bass voice. Logan took his foot off the accelerator and the car slowed. He was beginning to turn the wheel when a moped came sweeping up on his inside. Logan slammed on the brakes, narrowly avoiding a collision. Oblivious, the moped driver sped off into the distance. Logan clenched his hands on the steering wheel, attempting to return his focus to the task at hand.
"Everything okay there? You seem a bit distant," said Webb.
It was the second time already on the short drive that Webb had questioned Logan's state of mind. Logan shot him a look.
"I'm fine. I didn't see him, that's all." "Okay, okay. Only asking."
Logan put the car into first gear and eased around the corner, into a cramped side street.